Monarchies, long live the tradition. Who is the leader of your country? Is there an elected president or prime minister in charge? Maybe your leader is a monarch, such as a king, queen, or emperor. In a monarchy, the transfer of power is almost always hereditary. In other words, a monarch is born to reign. Back in the early 17th century, many European societies lived by the divine right of kings. This was a belief that monarchs had a God-given right to rule. After the American and French Revolution, the monarchy became less popular and less powerful. The 20th century saw the abolition of many monarchies, especially after World War I and II. Most of those that weren't fully abolished changed from absolute to constitutional. About 25 monarchies still exist today, with varying ruling powers. In an absolute monarchy, the monarch has full ruling power over his or her state and subjects. Only a handful of absolute monarchies exist today, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Swaziland. The more modern type of monarchy is the constitutional monarchy. In this system, the government makes most of the rules and laws, and the monarch's role is largely ceremonial. Many monarchies continue to lose relevancy with each generation. While many people agree that the monarchy is an antiquated system, having a royal family is a tradition that some nations and colonies are not ready to give up. Who can resist a royal wedding or a newborn prince or princess? In 2018, Prince Harry, who is sixth in line for the throne, was identified as the most popular member of the UK's royal family, with Queen Elizabeth herself taking second place. Will the Queen's subjects be ready to give up the costs associated with preserving and protecting the royalty if her less popular successor, Prince Charles, is crowned?